The 51st International Eucharistic Congress, taking place from January 24th to 31st in the central Philippine city of Cebu, has as its main theme the Eucharist as mission. Thousands of delegates and participants, among them the clergy, religious and lay people, are taking part in this event to promote the awareness of the central place of the Eucharist in the life and mission of the Catholic Church. Among several speakers invited to address the gathering is Indian Archbishop Thomas Menam Parambil, the Apostolic Administrator of the Diocese of Jowai in Meghalaya State in northeast India. He served as the Bishop of Dibrugarh for 11 years and the Archbishop of Guwahati for 20 years before his retirement on January 18, 2012. But Pope Francis called him back from retirement in February 2014 to serve as the Apostolic Administrator to Jowai. Archbishop Menam Parambil, who is renowned in northeast India for his peace initiatives among warring ethnic and tribal groups, delivered a talk on January the 27th on the Eucharist as mission, mission as dialogue. Sean Patrick Lovett of Vatican Radio caught up with the 77-year-old Archbishop in the sidelines of the International Eucharistic Congress in Cebu to ask him about his talk. Sean told him that in a gathering like the Eucharistic Congress, where participants are used to hearing interventions of spiritual, theological and intellectual nature, his talk on Eucharist as dialogue was something unusual and interesting. Archbishop Menam Parambil explained why.
For many people, dialogue means a formal session of dialogue, making comparison of doctrines and beliefs about afterlife. But dialogue as a way of life, dialogue as a sense of solidarity, of mutual commitment, concern for the common good. I thought this is what Eucharist is all about, charging us with spiritual energies for bringing the commitment that Jesus had to humanity, the concern he had for the welfare of human beings, ultimate destiny of human society, bring it in concrete terms to society. I said, within your family, within the on your street, near your place, or in the office, or even in assemblies where the fates of millions of people are being decided. And therefore, not an idle kind of a dialogue, but a commitment to the common good along with others. Any dialogue in relationship to the concern for the human well-being. That's what I was talking about.
You used a very important phrase there, the common good. And of course you represent the subcontinent of India, where the common good is a very pertinent theme right now. How can you apply all these things you've been saying about dialogue and so forth and common good? How can you apply that to the very complex social and political and religious context of India?
Particularly what I can say is what I have been trying to do in my own part of India, Assam, northeast of India, where, for example, when ethnic groups were in conflict, we have many ethnic groups, we call them tribes. Occasionally through economic interests, a collision of perceived collision of interests and so on, they come into conflict. We are church teams, an ecumenical church team. We are able to intervene in behalf of societies, bring down collective anger of a community. I emphasize that very much in my paper. Bringing down the collective anger of a community is different from bringing down the anger of an individual. But bringing down the collective anger of a community in order to prepare the ground for dialogue. Very many times administration, the authorities intervene when the anger is still high. And whatever dialogue takes place, it will not be beneficial. It's not a dialogue, it's a debate, it's a confrontation. But once anger is down, then their minds are prepared for a dialogue. And the only formula we have is listen to them. And even if they have been doing wrong, understand that they are doing that wrong, handling a problem that they have in the wrong way, rather than as though they are criminals from the beginning. We do not call people terrorists too fast. We found that people are misled, they are mistrained, they have prejudices, they are built up prejudice. Memory of historic memories all accumulated. Now we call them terrorists. But otherwise, he's my brother. And I emphasize that not only the victims of terrorism are my brother and sister, but also those who are guilty of it is also my brother. And I feel concerned for him. I feel guilty along with him. what should I do for him as well? And in my own context, these words would have meaning. Elsewhere, they'll have meaning or not, I'm not sure. That depends on each context. But here I felt, and when we acted that way, anger came down, and they accused themselves. We are wrong. We should not have done that. We have done this, which they would not say to the public, but they would tell to us. And then we were able to created an atmosphere in which conversation was possible. And conversation that followed this preparatory work was fruitful. But I have a feeling today that maybe at a much higher, bigger level, sometimes we are bringing teams together for a dialogue when their collective anger is not down. Their historic memories are too vivid, exaggerated often, very often exaggerated. But when we show respect to them, that they have some reason for anger, then their anger comes down. And when we respect that some points that you are emphasizing are quite right, then their anger comes down a little more. Then after a while, they are willing to admit their mistakes. And I thought this was one of the many contributions. Of course, you know very well the church is engaged in work of education in a big way. Maybe I was 35 years a bishop. So educational institutions bring them into existence and so on. Health, we have hospitals, I have built. But those things we take for granted. I did not refer to them. I referred only to this because it is not so common.
And it's a very concrete contribution as well that can be applied to so many situations, not only in your own.
That's what I thought. And we did not do alone as a Catholic Church. We did with other churches and then also other religious believers and other persons who believe in human values. Then we found out we can become stronger. And maybe, I did not pretend, maybe from the Catholic side, there is greater commitment. All others agree this is the right thing to do. But maybe perseverance, continuous commitment we found maybe in our Catholic team. And when we took initiative, many were willing to collaborate.